This is Radio Nepal, a Manzil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress submits name list of selected House of Representative members under proportional representation. Four people injured in Japa wild elephant attack. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia reduced Bakhmut city to a burned ruin. Now, the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has submitted the name list of selected members of the House of Representatives under the proportional representation system. The party has won 32 seats under the proportional representation system in the recently concluded elections to the House of Representatives. The name list of the selected House of Representatives members include 29 females and 3 males. Domination by female House of Representative members in the list means to ensure at least 33% representation of females in the federal parliament. Under the first-past-the-post system, the Nepali Congress won 57 House of Representative seats, with only one seat won by a woman, out of the total 165 seats. The male House of Representatives members picked under the proportional representation are Party Assistant General Secretary Jeevan Pariyar, spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, and Bimalendra Nidhi. Four people were injured in Japa due to a wild elephant attack. According to District Police Office Japa, at around 2:15 a.m. this morning, the elephants that came out of Charkose Jalthal Forest attacked the village of Kali Mandir located in Haldibari Rural Municipality 4. Goura Devi Paudel, a resident of Haldibari Rural Municipality 5, Nagendra Paudel, Parvata Devi Paudel and Chetan Paudel of the same place were injured. They are being treated at Mechi Hospital in Bhadrapur. Locals say that they were injured in the attack of the elephant while they were trying to chase away the elephant that entered the village. Residents nearby the forest have become alarmed due to elephants coming in the search of food daily. Now moving on to sports. Morocco defeated Portugal 1-0 in the quarter-final match held yesterday during the FIFA World Cup 2022, which is underway in Qatar. With this, Morocco has entered the semi-final of the tournament, making it the first African country to reach the semi-final in the World Cup history. Morocco will play France in the semi-final match. Similarly, defending champion France defeated England 2-1 in the match held yesterday itself. France and Morocco will play a semi-final match on Thursday. Similarly, another semi-final match between Croatia and Argentina will be held on Wednesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russian attacks have turned the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut into burnt ruins. While Ukraine's military has reported missile, rocket and drone attacks in multiple parts of the country that have killed civilians and destroyed critical infrastructure. President Zelensky said that the situation remains very difficult in several front lines in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk provinces. Zelensky also said that more than 1.5 million people were without power in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa after a night attack by drones. Ukraine's military general staff reported earlier approximately 20 air attacks and more than 60 rocket attacks hit targets across Ukraine between Friday and Saturday. The U.S. space agency NASA is all set to bring home its Orion capsule. The spaceship, which has been on a three-week journey around the moon, is targeting a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean off California. Uncrewed for this test flight, the capsule is expected to carry astronauts on its next outing, assuming everything works as planned in the coming hours. The parachute-assisted drop into the sea should occur at about 9:40 a.m. local time. The exercise is part of NASA's Artemis program, a quest to take people back to the lunar surface later this decade. The spacecraft, which is expected to hurtle into Earth's atmosphere at a speed of 40,000 kilometers per hour, will have to withstand a temperature of 2,800 degrees Celsius, about half that of the surface of the Sun. A teen girl's incurable cancer has been cleared off from her body with the first use of a revolutionary new type of medicine. Elisa, who is 13 and from Leicester, England, was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia in May last year. Her cancer was aggressive. Chemotherapy and then a bone marrow transplant were unable to get rid of it from her body. Without experimental medicine, the only option left would have been merely to make Elisa as comfortable as possible. The team at Great Ormond Street Hospital used a technology called base editing, which was invented only 6 years ago. Base editing allows scientists to zoom to a precise part of the genetic code and then alter the molecular structure of just one base, converting it into another and changing the genetic instructions. Elisa is just the first of 10 people to be given the drug as part of a clinical trial. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki and Lumbini province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 20 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress submits name list of selected House of Representatives members under proportional representation. 4 people injured in Japa wild elephant attack. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia reduced Bakhmut city to a burned ruin. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.